When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A little bit of everything, and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Been a while.
It's
been fun.
I know I realize it's funny too, because every time I pull up to outside of a radio station, I'm like, oh, I remember being here. But it's always like, I don't remember being at one because I've been to so many.
Sure.
Until I get there, and then I see the outside, and then I'm like, oh. And then
this
I
is where out. Those idiots.
Was it at the old building?
Yeah, we did. You were at the old. You've been here too, but we're at the old building. Our old.
No, I was just trying to think when we did the judge. I'm like, this doesn't look like the.
No, this is the nice one. We were in the Alamo before. It was brutal.
It was perfect for that. Contest.
It was.
Well, the year you did it was the year that we gave away cash because we thought that would be a good idea, and that just brought out all the drug addicts.
Oh.
Like, they just wanted a handful of cash on the way out the door, and we're like, oh no, this is a group of girls that don't want trips to Jamaica. They want the money in hand. And it was kind of
They wanted copper.
Yeah, it was a rough bunch. Yeah, they pulled all the wires out of the building. It was kind of real. How you been doing? Now, COVID treat you all right? You said you got it.
No, I didn't.
Or you
not
didn't.
Get
your
it.
Member did. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, wait, no, I didn't.
You have it. I'm telling
you're
right now.
Exactly. Yeah. You're like, hey, man, we spit all over that mic and it's contagious. That's why we made you. They've been asking me for the last half hour to take my mask off and I refused.
Please.
I didn't
just
realize
one kiss. Just
it
one
was
kiss.
A setup. It was a setup. No, everything's been good, man. I did not get it, thankfully. Because I don't know. I feel like. I don't know. I had the fear that I was going to be that percent that was, you know, in bedridden for weeks.
That it would kill
and who
you.
Knows? Because someone we just know. He worked on a couple of our movies, and I don't want to say, cause, you know, I guess I'm not supposed to, but I guess he got it, and he's like bedridden right now, and they're saying he might not make it, and it's scary because the people I have met who have had it are like, oh, I just had a little bit of fever and that,
right.
But then you hear about. Then you hear about people or that I don't know getting really sick, but I finally like this is someone
such
I know.
Such a mind game.
But I feel like I'd be one of the people, and I was super nervous. But I've gotten my both vaccines, and I don't know, man. It's been such a weird time, you know.
And you traveled, didn't
I have,
you? During
yeah.
the time.
Well, yeah, I think I feel like it's been my first time traveling. My first was maybe 4 months ago, so it was you know I don't know how long it was into. The you know the whole pandemic and such, but it was the first time I really had a thing card. Do I want to go? And then when I was like worried about the plane. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's gonna be so weird to be at an airport and then be on a plane. And then when you're at the club, it's like I didn't want to be on stage with my mask, so I took my mask off. Everyone's pretty far away,
sure.
but it's still just like, really? And it's I still feel that way honestly, but it's. I don't know. It's just such a – I don't know. It's weird.
It's paranoia. Dude. And you've been through so much stuff in your life that, like, this can't be – like, I'm sure now you're like, all right, this is not going to drop me.
Yeah,
this
I hope not.
This is not the thing that will get me.
Yeah. But I almost feel like, again, where I feel really almost confident about stuff where I'm like, that ain't going to get me. I'm, like, nervous about this. So,
really?
Like, yeah, I don't know why it like, made me nervous. I don't know. It's – I mean, I guess it makes sense why it makes me nervous because people are dying from it.
Yeah.
So – but I'm just saying that, like, and it just seems like so many people are getting it, even when they're like, hey, I've never left the house. I've never done this. And
the
people are getting it. Yeah, like, people are getting it and that aren't even it. So it's, and so many people have gotten it. It seems like, you know, I don't know. It's nerve-wracking.
It's nerve-wracking, but you know what's fun about it is that you're here, so I can say, let's pack the house tonight for Jason so
exactly.
he can stand
please
on stage
do.
With a group of people
please
and
do.
Make him
no.
nervous.
And hope, no, no, but when I get on stage, I'm not nervous
sure.
while I'm doing my show because I almost forget.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, it's been, you know, this whole time, it's just been like, what's it going to, and then it's so weird, but you know what's weird to me is now I just went and shot this pilot. Called The Undesirables, and because everyone there got tested like a week before and then 3 days before and quarantined and everyone's vaccinated,
Just for the pilot?
Yeah. They already were for other things, but also for the pilot. Okay. People had to get tested. But we were all in this shooting in the same building. It was all in one location.
Like a bubble.
But no one was wearing a mask. So it was it's so weird that I'm so used to wearing a mask now that being around a bunch of people without a mask felt so weird.
We just stopped.
And I thought that. It's like, that's so weird.
That it became normal in such a short period of time because we just dropped our mask mandate in the building on Monday.
Monday.
Yeah.
And walking the halls is like you feel like you're doing like you're naked. Like it feels like your shirt's off.
Is this right?
Because I got yelled at so often for walking down the hall and forgetting it.
Yeah.
And how many times you leave and go, damn it, I forgot my mask. And you go back to your car and whatever. And it's just this weird kind of nakedness because it's only been 12 months.
Yeah.
But that's all we've known for so long. Now it's just that many habits have formed and you're like, I don't like
it. Yeah.
And then seeing you in it, I'm like, take it off.
Yeah.
And you're
hesitant.
Which is great. I like making people feel uncomfortable.
Again, I'm so used to having it on now that I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, again, just trying to play it safe. Because my big thing was always coming. I know that if I'm the one who brings it home and then like my family catches it, I'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah. You'll be the spawn of evil.
For sure.
The thing that's crazy, like paranoia is nuts because you did something to me you don't even know that has made me paranoid since you said it. I can't walk by a mailbox without wanting to reach in there. And that's because of your stories about how when you were a kid, you and your mom used to drive around and steal from mailboxes.
Yeah,
I walk by them, and every time I see the old-fashioned corner mailbox, I'm like, oh, my God, it would be so easy.
$3 million
and you pop into my
cash.
Head every time. I'm like, I wonder what's in there. Because I never even – prior to you telling me, I never even thought there's a little gold mine in there every day.
Which is why
it's a federal offense.
Oh, yeah.
I never asked you, how much was the most you hauled out of a mailbox?
I don't remember because my mom used to go – I didn't go with her every time. Like, I didn't sit with her for the score, I guess, every time. we'd go in the mailbox, and I'd reach in, I'd grab everything, and then we'd throw it in the back. And then we'd go home, and sometimes she would go right to the duck pond, which is so weird. There's a duck pond in our town where we live.
Right.
Excuse me. And she would open it there and throw stuff. And I remember one time she got license plates and like threw them in the freaking duck pond.
What a pain for that person.
Yeah. Like it's – and I remember one time it was so sad. Like she got like – this is from Grandpa. Here's like – I remember we definitely got $100 cash.
Oh, nice.
It was like $100 from Grandpa to like some grandkid. And like another time I remember like a little statue – like it was like a little like one of those
like a tchotchke,
a little tchotchke that you put in the thing. Someone sent somebody, but I don't know if my mom ever got like. I know that of course. I think she used to use the credit cards and she knew how to like activate and use them. Because I remember for Christmas she bought me a bike. Right, I remember I really wanted this bike. It was called a Sigma. It was a gray bike with white. Like it was one of the first bikes that came out with. They had like white disc wheels.
Yeah, the discs.
Yeah, they had the white.
Yeah, they had like the big plastic sticks.
Yeah.
They weren't spokes.
Yeah. And so,
it was a solid.
Exactly. And I really wanted that. And she bought me one. And I know she had bought it with a stolen credit card.
Yeah. Out of the mailbox.
So I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if my mom ever. She was really. I used to wake up. I remember I came out. Oh, there it is.
There's the Sigma. Nice catch.
Thank you.
Brett grabs it and puts it up
immediately. Merry Christmas.
Your mom got you that. You had to have some. Did you question it at the time?
Oh, no. I was just excited. I knew, but again, it's like one of those things where it's like it was sort of used to it. Like I remember waking up, right? My mom used to get hotel rooms back in the day when they had the old box TVs.
Yeah.
And her and her friends, her and like a crew would go to hotels under different names, and they would rip the freaking box TVs out of off the wall and sell them. And I don't know who would buy them and how, but like
man,
you know,
the market.
Some of
that.
Them would still have like the metal bars like that because you know sometimes they're hanging out in the corner. You know, like they're in the corner of the hotel rooms, the motels.
the little thing that is bolted on
platter. Exactly.
Like a lazy Susan.
Wow.
So she'd have like 5, 6, 7 TVs in the living room and stuff. She'd be like, go back to bed and like put me. Anyway, so that stuff. And then like carton of cigarettes was a big thing. You know, the shopping centers have like the cases. I mean, now I know they're locked.
Yeah.
And
back,
stuff.
Usually,
yeah.
Right?
But they're still back then they were in cases, but I guess they didn't lock them because I remember she used to take them take cartons of cigarettes. And
so she's the reason they're locked up now.
Probably, yeah. Probably, yeah.
Like people 100%. Like that are the reason why you have to ask for menthols while you can still get them.
It's so interesting, all the things that you know, you go to stores and you see locked up, like, you know, like if you want razors even, they're locked up and stuff. And I don't realize, like, it must be from all back in all
your mom.
Not just my mom, but
it might be.
I mean, like, she probably added to that, but I'm saying
look at how she changed hotels.
Yeah, hotels are a totally different thing. She's the reason you have to give a credit card first now.
Exactly, right? Like the deposit. Right.
Now you rip the TVs out of the wall, like Muse and his family. Jason's at the stand-up live this weekend, Jason Muse. Tonight only. How come just tonight? Why don't you stay in?
Yeah, I don't know why. I guess they didn't want me here.
Yeah, because you're just
that.
A Wednesday one night only. That's
exactly.
Kind
They're
of
like,
horrid.
He can't fill a Thursday, Friday night.
But you can fill
Those
a Wednesday, you can fill
dogs.
A Thursday, Friday. But so you're coming into town, and are you still doing podcasts and stuff?
You know, I've been mainly doing the amusing stories right now. I've been streaming a bunch, man. Yeah. You know, during the pandemic, the best thing, I'm so glad I've been streaming on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/JMuse, JAYMEWS. But I stream, like I chat, I build Legos, I play video games. But it was like when it first started, like, you know, and no one was going anywhere. All the Comic Cons got canceled. Yeah. All my comic book conventions, all my stand-up shows got canceled. Podcasts, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Like that was it. Luckily, I had my streaming because it's all I was doing. So I've been doing a lot of streaming.
What about the movies?
Movies pop up's been doing well too. Yeah. And Kevin and I do go. We try to go for most of them for the opening, like the first couple of days that they open. But of course, we can't make every city, so we try. But that's been doing well. You know, it only started as this dude was like, "Hey, man, I did a." He did a pop-up for Saved by the Bell. I forget the name. Peach Pit? No. That's 90210.
Peach Pit was 90210. There was the Max.
So they did the Max. They did the Peach Pit. And he did Breaking Bad 1. And then he's like, bro, they're doing so well. I'm a big fan of movies. And that, can I do a movies pop-up? And we're like, yeah, sure. And he did it in L.A. It was supposed to be like 2 weeks open. And then it closes. And he's going to do something else. But people were coming, so many people came and liked it.
Yeah.
That it stayed open a month. And then all of a sudden, someone in Jersey is like, hey, we have a pizza place. And we saw this. Here's a mock up of what we can do. And they sent pictures of the Jersey pizza place as movies. And they're like, can we do a movies here? And will you guys come? So we're like, heck yeah. So Kevin and I went there and we did a movies in Jersey. And then all of a sudden, someone in Atlanta wanted to do one, and someone in Florida wanted to do one. And yeah, they're all over.
Yeah,
it's popped
up all
that's
over.
What I was saying. I was wondering about the traveling at the time on those too.
Yeah, the first one I went to was the Florida one. We did California. We were already there, and then we did the one in Jersey again. And
did you come out to this one?
I didn't come out to this one. So
he almost went, but it filled up pretty quick.
Yeah, it was packed because it was right during the big pandemic.
Yeah. It's been tough. Yeah, so Kevin's gone to a couple more than I have. But yeah, it's been like it's sort of really picking and choosing. You know, it's like I want to go to all of them, but it's like
is it smart?
Is it smart?
What do you guys do with the, like, what is the big, like, I know you have the thing where you turn it all into the.
Oh, so like what Kevin and I just mainly we usually go there and we like, you know, come out and say hello and then we'll take photos. But we've been doing photo. They have these
a lot
two
of teasing photos.
Exactly.
Like
yeah.
The product in there.
Well, they have the big Blunt Man and Chronic blow ups. Right. Most of them. We've been sending them to all over to the different ones. So we'll take pictures like this far away. Like Kevin and I will stand on one side. They'll stand on the other side. We have tons of merch and we'll sign the stuff. And if someone asks we'll personalize it. So again, we've been sort of trying to do like take pictures and do the normal thing, but we've sort of been
doing
far
it from
a distance.
It's so weird.
It's very weird to be like social, but
I question everything about
you. It's so tough. It's been tough, especially because again, mainly you know, a lot of the things we do is about meet and greets and all that. And it's sort of like, you know, it's been tough.
And your fans, I've been to a couple, like your podcasts a couple of times when you two did stuff together here at Improv. And your fans, like, think they're best friends with you.
Yeah.
So at the end of the night, it was just you got mobbed. And both of you were unbelievable. And I'm like, man, this has to be totally different for both them and you.
Yeah.
Trying to be pals.
Well, the first one I did, and I don't know why I'm blanking on the city it was in. I don't know if it was in Kansas City or something. The first one I did from since the pandemic way back months ago, I was super nervous, like I was saying before the show. And I remember I felt so bad because so many people came at it, sold out, like four shows sold out. And they're so used to me doing the meet and greets afterwards. And all these people afterwards, I was outside when I was done. And they wanted to come over, and I'm like, look, man, I'm super paranoid because I'll take a selfie if you want a selfie from like 6 feet away, and you want to leave your stuff on this car hood, I'll sign it, but you got to move. And it was so weird, but I was so nervous, man. It was my first show
out
after like 5 months of being
Don't touch anybody. Leave your stuff over
100%.
There.
100%.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
weird. It's like everybody's fentanyl. Everybody is like going to kill you if you touch them.
And again, the good thing is most people understand, but there's always that one drunk person like, fuck.
Oh, no, I can't. All right, you're good. We're good. We have a button.
You know, they're
drunk
like,
guys that scream out.
I'm pretty good about that. I'm usually good about that. So they're like, da, 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 and they're yelling stuff. But there's always like that one person that gets bummed. I'm like, look, man, what do you want me to do? Yeah. Bro? I have a family. Like, I don't. Yeah. And I'm like, so again, but it was good. It was good. Again, most people understand, so it's not bad. But it was so awkward and weird because, it had been so long. And again, now I've sort of, each show now is sort of I've got a system like, hey, I'll meet you guys outside. We're going to set up a table, leave all your stuff, and I'll talk to them from like 8 feet apart.
See, it's my favorite part of COVID. Like, don't touch me. Stand 6 feet away from me at all times. Leave your stuff over there. Yeah, I love it. There was no traffic. Like, there were parts of COVID. I'm like, this is.
The traffic was amazing for a minute, man.
I was driving to work alone. I'd go in the wrong lane. I could pretend we're in England on the way to work. So I was having the time of my life. And then people now, they want to start touching again. The handshake thing went away. And now I don't know what to do with that.
No, they used to, elbows. Like, for a while we're doing elbows.
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
The traffic was so interesting. But it's interesting how, like, all of a sudden in LA, it's like we drive and I'm like, man, the streets are empty and everything when you drove. But it's like then all of a sudden, like one morning, woke up, started driving. It was like bumper to bumper. I'm like, oh, my God, it's over.
I forgot about how awesome that was.
And your feelings in LA, like where you're at, you're not being impacted like I want to get a ranch in Texas or anything like that?
Want to leave? No, me and we and the wife have joked about moving and stuff. You know, but not even so much that. But you know what? A friend of ours just sent us this house in Texas, man. It's so amazing. It's $900,000, and in LA it would be like $10 million or $8 million. It's beautiful, modern, like, you know, where all the walls are. It's like when like all the open up
everything
glass.
Moves. Yeah.
Yeah, and like, and then there's this like great like walkway to the backyard. It has this really amazing man cave, like. I can't explain it, but it's so beautiful. I wish I could show you guys because honestly, it's so nice. And I'm like, I would for that
You'd
house.
Go.
I think I would move there.
Yeah.
Like, Isaac, we do a lot of stuff. I stream from home. I usually get on a plane and travel to do like these amusing stories, my stand-up shows. You know, the bummer would be though. I live a block from Kevin, and I've always for 20-something years, which sounds so goofy, but. Since, when we were kids, it wasn't on purpose. Our parents just happened to live close together. But I've lived next to Kevin, a block from Kevin, now for, almost 30 years. So it would be weird to move away from Kevin.
That would be normal to move away from Kevin. Don't you think? Just maybe some separation.
And he's not going anywhere because he still does a lot of work there.
He just loves his house, their house. They had their kid. The kid is still there. But the mother, his parents, mother-in-law and father-in-law has lived there because it's like a four-story house and whatever. But that there's their own little wing, the grandparents, but they've got a house in Vegas now. And so now they have this huge house for just husband and wife, Kevin and his wife. And then the kids down in this other part of the house, but she was gone for a while shooting a pilot. So it was just them two in this huge like five-bedroom house. Yeah. So I'm like, bro, sell it. And like, you can buy this sweet house like,
in Texas
or even in LA. But again, they're so they've been there since 2001.
You know who I feel most sorry for this story? The dude that lives between you and Kevin that has to call his friends and goes, you realize that this jackass Silent Bob and Jay are on either side of me on this house I spent millions of dollars on, and I got to deal with them yelling at each other over my house.
Driving by, right. Like, hey,
what's up, Jagger?
Video games all night.
Yeah, video games. Yeah. The smell of weed coming off of Kevin. I don't know if he's still doing that or not. Yeah. Is he? Probably a little.
Yeah,
he enjoys it.
He does his thing,
I guess. But it's that's all of California. Are you going to vote for Caitlin? Please, for the sake of comedy.
Who's Caitlin?
Caitlin Jenner's running for governor in your home state. You have to know this.
I didn't know that.
How come nobody knows this? I told Jim Brewer the same thing
yesterday.
It's the
second person. I think they announced it everywhere but California.
Yeah, everywhere but California. We're all like, oh my God, Caitlin Jenner might be the governor of California.
I'm horrible at that following up and paying attention to that.
Yeah, but this one's a good one.
If you want me to vote, I will do that.
I do. Please vote for that because I just can't wait for the way people react to it. It's not even about her. It's just the way people will react will be hysterical.
Wait, no, I don't even know who that is.
Caitlyn is formerly Bruce Jenner, which is now Caitlyn Jenner.
Is it Bruce? Okay, Bruce Jenner's now Kate.
You haven't known this?
I knew that he was making his move, but I didn't know that he changed his name.
No, Jason, you got to be up on these things.
I don't know.
You don't pay attention to the ongoings of the Jenner family?
Not to anything. I try to stay away from everything in the world.
That's smart. That keeps you sane.
I try to stay in a bubble at my house. Yeah.
That's genius. That is amazing. You know about Kennedy, right? He was shot.
No.
Oh, my God. No, yeah, I got a lot to tell you.
I knew that only. That's only because I've been wondering. Like, there's been so many conspiracies about it. It's a lot of that's in a lot of TV shows.
That's Bruce Jenner now.
No way.
You are just finding this out. I am fascinated by this.
No way.
Escape this. You had to try to not know.
Could have really been at a movie.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, you might have.
Signed some merch. Good, too.
Yeah, not bad.
Well, stop it, both of you. Knock it off, the two of you.
Quite
the
Olympian. Tell him what you want to do.
Well, I would love to take a crack at it. That thing's brand new.
But wait, he's gone full transition?
Oh, yeah. It's been filleted, butterflied, and tucked.
That's right. It's all in, man.
Wow.
Would you?
No.
Come on.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think. Here, I guess what I'm trying to say. This is what I'm trying to say. Nah, I don't want to say that.
You could say whatever you want. I've got a button.
But I'm just saying I don't want to open my mouth and say something that could offend anybody.
Yeah.
But the only thing
that's offensive is you say you wouldn't do it with her.
Well, I'm just I'm married. Bro.
But if you were, a perfect
No, I'm just
world.
Saying I don't think about anyone but my wife.
Of course. You're a decent human being.
And barely that ever. I'm just
good luck. Jason Mewes at the Stand Up Live tonight only. If you want to go see Jason in a show, you're just doing one tonight.
Just one show, 8 p.m. tonight. Well, 8 p.m. I don't know why I won. I guess they didn't want me around longer.
Just hang around.
Yeah, I'm just gonna wait. Yeah, the next day night, I'm just gonna be like, I'm opening tonight. Yeah,
just show up.
Heck out, everybody.
And see if they have the courage
to tell
you.
Hood of the car. Yeah. He'll sign it.
Or even still, just dress up. And stand out front.
That's true. I could do that.
It's just stressed that people would expect it.
Noinch, noinch, noinch.
What if just unexpectedly?
$15, little man. I just try to keep getting it. I just keep trying to get people to hand me $15 and stuff.
Ticket prices are $15. And I got an email from a guy who said, I'd like to thank you. I lived in New Jersey. And I didn't get a Christmas or birthday card from my grandma for 3 years. He thinks it's you.
It might have been, bro. I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah. Leave us with words of wisdom, Jason Mewes.
Words of wisdom. You know what? Be cool. Stay in school. No.
That's perfect.
Be kind to everyone. That's what I think.
See? That's easy.
It is true. It seems so simple, right?
Try
to be kind and you'll
be
kind.
We're kind of missing that.
I've been trying to tell my kid that. It's like if you want people to treat, she's at that age where I'm like, treat people how you want to be treated. Because she's like, so-and-so was mean at me and I'm like, no, just be nice though. Be nice even if they're not nice to you. You got to be nice to them. And so.
How old is she?
She's six.
Six years old. Right. Yeah. So you're in the middle of working.
Oh, yeah. She's asking questions about, She just realized we were able to tell her forever that, she knew that babies came from mommy's bellies, but we're like, well, then it just appears.
Right.
But now she's like, it comes, we know, she said it how it comes out,
She knows?
I don't know if you're allowed to use the, you're allowed to use the regular term, right?
We don't know what that is for you.
Vagina?
Oh, yeah. I'm allowed to use those all
I'm
day
all
long.
Scared now because I used the other word. But yeah, yeah, she's like, daddy, mom, daddy's babies come out of vaginas, right? Yeah. And we're like, well, what? She's like, how? And we're like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll show you later.
Try to, I'll talk to you about that later. You know?
That's a different thing.
That's much better than rather. It comes out of the sausage wallet.
Yeah. It's funny, though. She's like, now, she's like, why do boys stand up when they pee and girls sit down? And I'm like, well, just because that's what they do.
Yeah.
And I want to explain, like, well, it's because if, you know, girls stood up, it would go all over the place. And, you know, but I was like, boys can sit down if they want to.
I do.
Like,
it's cleaner.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, I'm lazy.
But it's funny. It's,
yeah.
It's,
when do you tell her?
I don't tell her. My wife tells her. I'm going to let the wife do it because, you know, I've noticed that it, in general, I'm not very good at explaining things. I think when I start to try to explain things to her that I forget that she's a kid for a second, and I'm like, well, you know, that's just it's just like that. And she's like, what? She looks at me, and my wife's like, no, you got to explain to her in this way. I think that there's things that I'm really good with automatically. Like, how do I explain it? I feel like there's things that I've automatically have figured out as a father and a kid, and that just. For whatever reason.
Just instinctual.
Instinctual. Thank you. That's the word. Where other things that, you know, I realize it gets a lot of work. And I
struggle.
And I just like,
practice on Brady? Pretend
this?
Brady's a six-year-old girl and explain the birds and bees. Go ahead.
Oh, you're talking about just the birds and the bees.
Or whatever you feel like you need to tell her today. Brady, go ahead.
So let me try to think about what I've been trying to explain to her. Like, you know.
How do you make babies?
Yeah. Brady doesn't actually
know. You love each other, you get married, and you have babies. That's what I told her.
That's it.
Yeah. You, when you love someone, you can have babies. Well, why do mommies and daddies split up?
Oh, well, geez.
Because look. See what happens to some daddies? Some daddies get ugly.
You can't blame your mom.
Look
for
at
that.
You. Look at him. He's ugly. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
Because when mommies let themselves go, daddies have urges.
Or if daddies let themselves go,
mommies have urges.
It's interesting. Hilarious. It's very interesting. But, you know, I feel like my wife was telling her friend the other day, she's like, man, Jay's really good. He'll sit down and play Barbies. With my kid for an hour. For some reason, I get sitting. Again, I think I know why, because when I used to play with Star Wars, G.I. Joes, I get down and I'd go into a full on like action story.
Own world.
So I'll do the same thing with the Barbies, but my wife, I'll watch her get down because my kid will be like, Mommy, play Barbies. And my wife will be like, hello. Hi, and like you can tell, and then it'll last 5 minutes, and then she'll walk away.
There's no fantasy.
Yeah, and then my kid's like, "Daddy, come play with me." I don't, mommy's, you know,
because you make like superhero action. There's stuff. There's a story.
So there's stuff that happens. Yeah, but again, like, and then there's this.
Now
stuff
they're gonna make a baby. But, watch this.
You know, and then
from behind.
I realized you know, and then there's those days where the wife's like, well, I do everything. I make sure that the doctor's appointments are set, that the kids got summer camp, and I pay this and do that. I'm like, well, that's because you're good at that.
Yeah.
I'm good at playing with the kid on my belly for 2 hours, right. And you're good at doing it. And it's just the truth. Like, I'm not good. Yeah. Like, I'll forget.
She's good at responsibility.
Yeah.
You're good at the party.
Your
it's just the
she
way
knew
it
that
is.
When she married you.
But the funny thing is she feels like it's not. Like, even though there's times where she thinks it's equal because I'll do this, and this, and she's good at this, and this. Like, I'm like, be happy that you're really good. That's like, you're good at that. Yeah. That's.
That's
there's
a really
nothing wrong with
way
that.
To get out of that stuff.
But no, but there's nothing wrong with that. I'm sure everyone has their husband and wife. Yeah, like I'm sure you have your things that you do stronger than your wife and vice versa. And No. You get to just come in and do the radio all day?
Yeah, pretty much. I go home, take a nap.
And then you go home and go sleep? And she takes care of everything?
Well, yeah. That's really good. That's pretty much it.
Well, I was wondering why she's been trying to hit me up.
She's been calling you a lot. Yeah. Will you come play Barbies with me?
She's like, I want someone to go play Barbies with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, but your husband's at work right now.
That's all right. He'll be there until noon.
He can't play Barbies for crap.
He's terrible at it. All my Barbie's clothes are missing. Come help me find them. It's 9:07. Jason, thanks as usual. Jason Mewes,
thank
awesome.
You.
Tonight, stand up live, one night only. Go see him and check. What else you get to plug? Check out the
my
stories.
Twitch, please. Yeah, Twitch. Musing stories. Go to csmod.com. I have or is it smodcast.com? One of the two. But we have our secret stash. You know, we have Jay and Silent Bob's secret stash in Red Bank, New Jersey, and we have the online site store for all merchandise. Jam Bob. I'm going to be doing a bunch of amusing stories throughout the year. Mainly right now, again, my Twitch has been the main thing. So twitch.tv/JMuse, JAYMEWS.
And you play Barbies on Twitch.
Yeah, you can download the app on your phone. It's free, and you can just sit and watch, and it gives you a notification when I'm on. I play games, Fortnite, Call of Duty. I build Legos and all sorts of
stuff. And you're giving me heat for going home taking naps.
Exactly.
It's 98 KUPD. 98.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.